Welcome back to Dude, Could You Imagine? The show that asks what if and explores the hypothetical and absurd. I'm your host, Fritz Frivolous. Now let's meet our contestants and explain the rules for our audience. The rules are simple. Our two contestants, Will and Tom, will place these neural transmitters on their heads, and then they will be placed into a deep coma-like state. From this point, I will ask them a question or give them a scenario to which they must answer, all while the neural transmitters give us a glimpse into what they are imagining. So, Will and Tom, are you ready? As ready as I'll ever be.
Indeed.
Well, you heard him, folks. Let's get ready to play Dude, Could You Imagine? And the question is, what would you do if you woke up on a sacrificial altar? All right, William. So now the question is...
No, we're diving straight into it. We're not even saying hi, nice to see you. Haven't seen you in a week. What's going on?
There's no highs. There's no pleasantries. No, just kidding. Welcome back, everybody.
Indeed.
But we did hear the question.
Yes.
The question was, if we woke up in a sacrificial altar.
I swear this show's transforming slowly into Dungeons and Dragons because is a D&D scenario right here.
For real. Before we do start though, I did want to make a quick mention because we had forgot about this, and I'm sure people probably already saw. But the winner of the Femme Fatale Draft Royale.
Oh yeah, yeah. The final episode of season two.
Mm, squeaky. It was you just squeaked by with a win. You got by one.
Oh, was it really by one?
Yeah, it was literally by one vote.
I'm surprised. But I feel like I won in a landslide, but you know what?
I gotta be honest with you. You pretty much did. I was at a party with my wife, and I literally was telling everyone, like, hey, go to this website and vote for me.
Oh my God, so you cheated? Okay. So I won.
You did win.
That's hilarious. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think people just underestimate, my two heavy hitters, which was X-23 and Valkyrie. So,
the problem is that X-23 shouldn't be one of your heavy hitters. X-23 should be like your specialty unit because she's an assassin. Like the fact that she's one of your powerhouses is bad. That's bad.
Well, I don't mean heavy hitter as it, like literally. I just meant like she was one of the more difficult ones to kill. You know what I mean? Like I don't think she's the one that's going to be defeated easily.
I mean, she's very capable. You know. But like again, if I were to form like a Marvel team, for example, and if I had Wolverine on the team, he wouldn't be what I would consider like one of my heavy hitters. He would be
He would be
one of my like my fourth pick on the team. He's got good utility, he's got like experience, et cetera. I feel like she fills the same slot.
They would be the ones I need close quarters for.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, but okay, you won. Whatever. Okay, on with the show. So, what were you going to say at the beginning, though?
What I was going to say was we talked about this question a little bit before we hit record, and we came to an interesting decision of we are going to run this question as if you and I together have been kidnapped. We both have our character sheets, and we're both going to try and like both run the scenario and also say what we would do. And oh God, I need dice. I don't have dice. Why? I didn't come prepared. let me think for a second. Where do I have dice? All my dice are at the studio, Tom. I'm gonna have to use the dice app. Yeah. Oh wait. You know what? I could probably give me a second. I'll pull up a browser dice app. I'm sure they exist.
I was gonna say William doesn't have any other extra dice.
They're just all at the studio because that's where I do my D&D stuff.
I just imagine like your house filled with dice everywhere.
No, it's not. Although it would be if we had more space. If I truly had like a home office scenario. Okay. Cool. I got a browser. This is gonna be interesting because like when it comes to like I have a high intelligence, right? Like I got a +4 or whatever in a lot of my stuff. When it comes to like trying to figure out something like the lore of this possible cult and I roll well, like, we're going to have to decide together what it is. So it's this is going to be interesting. I've never ran any type of tabletop anything like this, but let's fucking do it. What's the question?
I know. I was going to say, like, yeah, let's just do it and see what happens. We're going to wing it here. Yeah. The question is, we wake up on a sacrificial altar and we are restrained.
Okay. So I wake up, I look over, you're next to me, we're restrained. Are we, like, in our normal clothes? Have we been strapped naked to this altar?
You know what? I want to say that's more funny. So, yes.
Oh no, this is horrible. Okay.
Well, we're both in our boxers on. Let's make it a little decent. Okay.
We both have boxers on. We're strapped to an altar. What room is this in? Like, is
so,
this like in
a
dungeon?
I feel
is
like
in like a,
I no, I feel like we're in some kind of, actually, I feel like we're in, we are in something that's underneath the ground and it's all stone, right? But there's one skylight above, like one opening, but it's like way high. Like, you know, I'm talking about like 100 feet up in the air, you know, and it's just, okay. And you could just see right, one right. light, like one beam of sunlight coming down and it's on us.
Oh, sunlight. Yeah. So it's the middle of the day.
Or maybe it's not sunlight. Maybe it's some other kind of light. We don't know.
I feel like, okay, I'm going to roll a nature check and you're going to tell me. I'm rolling a nature check. Roll. Oh, I rolled a 10 plus 4 is 14.
Okay, it is sunlight.
Pretty good. Okay, so it's daylight. Are there people around or are we
So around us, because there's, you know, the beam of sunlight that's hitting us, it makes the surroundings all dark. So we can't actually see if there's anyone there, but we can hear whispering / kind of chanting noises. And it sounds like they are around us. So I'm going to say that I woke up as well now, right? I am going to.
Okay. I'm just gonna be like, Tom, what the fuck? You know, I'm gonna be freaking out. I'll be like,
it's my fault.
What did you do?
I'll be like, I don't know, man. It's like, I didn't do any of this.
All right. Well, how are we
it's
secure?
Leather straps that have bound both our ankles and our wrists. So we're kind of like, you know, just strapped down to this stone slab of a table. Each of us are on our own table, by the way.
Okay, so you're not like,
yeah,
next
we're,
to me.
But
you're,
the tables are awesome. Like about 5 feet apart from each other.
Do I see any sacrificial like tools?
Yes,
nearby?
You do like, see like what are those called? Is it a scimitar?
A straight up scimitar.
Yeah, you see one of those on like on a very decorative displayed like a. What do they call it? Like a table,
pedestal?
Yeah, a pedestal. Yeah, it's like on a pedestal.
Okay,
and then, but that's in between both of us, both of our tables, and then next to each of our own tables on the left side of each of our tables are smaller instruments like wavy curved daggers and like little like brain hooks, you know, like they would use to like.
Oh, nasty. Yeah. Okay. By the way, a scimitar is like a curved. Think of like a sword you would see in Aladdin.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. All right. My last question is: do I see any like insignia, or do I see any like denotations or demarcations of like what cult this might be?
Okay. Okay. You do see I guess what they would be called like. Red flags. I don't know about flags. They're like two red
banners
that are going down. They're dark red, like maroon color, and they're inlaid with a gold like a gold tapestry kind of like on the side, right? And in the middle it is like a circle emblem that kind of looks like, I want to say, almost like the Mortal Kombat dragon sign, but it's not. It's a little It's a little different.
What's the name of the four-armed guy? Is it Goro?
Baraka? Oh, the four arm, the guy with the four. Yeah, Goro. Yeah,
Goro. Are we about to be sacrificed to Goro?
I know, for real.
Okay, can I roll a religion check to?
I was just about to ask. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna roll. I got a +4 to religion. I know a lot. Oh, I rolled bad. It's a 6, so a 10. So like, unless
10.
It's 10's like average.
Okay, so you think you you think you might have seen this symbol once before in your readings or, you know, your Google foo, but
my incessant research.
Okay. Yeah, you know, that you cannot stop and your photographic memory is just like, it's sure. just filled with it. So you think you recognize that you've seen it before, but you can't remember like their name or what they're called.
Okay, well my first go-to at this point is gonna I feel like I can't like I think I would want to whisper to you like, hey,
that's okay, that's what I was going to do to you.
Okay, but I would stop myself because I was like, I don't want them to overhear what the fuck I'm saying.
Okay,
what would you do?
Okay, I was gonna say I was gonna ask you like, hey, are you able to get out of your restraints? But I would have also whispered that to you. So I guess
that's exactly what I was about to whisper to you.
Okay, so I guess, should we first see if we could, like, how loud we have to talk to hear each other? Or should we see if we hear each other, if there may be someone else?
Okay, we should both, we should both roll stealth checks to see how well we keep our voices down.
Okay, stealth check, stealth.
I have a negative one.
Oh, shit, so do I. Okay,
here we go. You ready?
Yes, let's go.
I rolled a 15.
Okay, I rolled a 17.
Oh, fuck yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So we're capable of whispering to each other without, like, the gargoyle, shut up, sacrifices.
Yeah. Or
whatever
exactly.
They would say. Yeah. Okay. So, all right. So we're in agreement. Let's try and break from our bonds. We'll do it simultaneously. I before you can claim it, I'm going to say, like, I'll go for the scimitar. You go for the wavy dagger.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. Okay. That's good.
Okay.
That's
cool.
So is it a strength check that we use to get out
this
of the...
This would be a strength check, which is not the same as a strength save. I have a plus one.
So do
what,
I.
What number? Okay, we just have a plus one. That's all we got.
Okay, let's go at this.
Here we go. I rolled a 13. Plus one is 14. That's
okay.
Not too shabby.
I rolled a 15. Plus one is 16.
Okay, like Herculean heroes, we snap our bonds.
Yeah. Okay, you rolled a 13?
14 total.
Oh, 14? Oh, okay. No, that's good enough. I was going to say maybe you broke out of all of yours except for the last, like, except for one arm. And then when I broke out of mine, I used my dagger to cut your other one open. Your last remaining one.
No, I think.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, 14. That's
like a 12. I'd say. Yeah.
Yeah. No, you did 14. So. That's good. Yeah. So we both. Okay, yeah, you're
so
right.
I'm gonna make a beeline for the scimitar, and I'm gonna pull it up. Like I don't think it should give me any problems picking it up, right? Unless is it trapped?
No, it's like on a, like I said, it, like you said, like a pedestal. It's a decorative pedestal. Like, you know what I mean? And as you do that, not only did I grab the wavy dagger from my side of the table, but I grabbed yours as well.
Oh, cool. So you're dual wielding wavy daggers.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Cool. So my instinct is gonna be to go back to back with you because we can't really see where these people are. Are they reacting?
Oh, let's see. Let's see if they're reacting or not. I'll roll a. Let's see. Okay. Let's see if they're reacting or not. Oh. Okay, so they reacted.
Okay, how many are there? I'm pulling up a cultist in D&D.
Let's see. Okay, how many there are? Let's see. There are 5 of them.
Fuck. That's a lot of cultists, Tom.
Yeah, so these cultists, I know. So these cultists do seem to be slightly shorter than us, like, you know, roughly like an average-sized male, right? But they don't seem very muscular, and they're only wearing like these decorative kind of hooded robes.
Okay. Are they black robes or red robes or
they're the same colors as that banner, so they're red robes with that golden inlaid, and on the back of each of their robe is like that Mortal Kombat style icon.
Mortal Kombat.
Yeah. And they're like,
okay, and are they armed?
No, they are unarmed.
What are they doing?
Well, should I roll to see if they are?
I mean, it's up to you, man.
Let's see.
I'm reading the D&D description.
Okay.
Go ahead.
They are, okay, there's 5 of them. 2 of them are armed with what looks to be like little, like clubs,
uh-huh,
but only 2 of them. Okay. The rest are unarmed.
Real quick, I got to read this description from D&D.
Okay.
Cultists swear allegiance to dark powers. Unlike evil acolytes, cultists often show signs of insanity in their beliefs and practices.
Okay. I would expect so.
Yeah, I would expect so too. Okay, so is the only exit on the other side of these cultists?
Okay, I guess let's do a perception check. To see if you can now see beyond. Now that we're kind of more focused on, we could see these people coming out, if we could see an exit or not.
I crit.
Crit fail or crit?
I crit hit. I got
oh, hell yeah. Oh, okay, yes. So there is.
I see everything.
So amongst the whole walls that they're like on the outer walls of this kind of circular stone room that we're in, there is only one door that that is. Well, there's only one door, so we don't know where it leads. Okay. It's just that's only the only door in there.
Okay.
So at this point, I would think that, you know, one of the five has, you know, probably says like, "Ah, oh, the sacrifices are awake. They have escaped. Get them." You know.
Oh God. Okay. At this point, I'm going to try and intimidate check by not frothing at the mouth necessarily, but screaming like a maniac and threatening to swing my sword at them.
Okay.
Just to see if I can, like, make some of them back the fuck off.
Yeah. I guess I should try to do the same with my daggers,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I feel like we do it together. So what we'll do is...
Okay, I got a +2 to intimidation.
I have a... What do I have to intimidate? I got a +1. So here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
Ooh, I rolled a 10, which is average. So I got 11.
Oh, I rolled a 10 too, so I have a 12.
Okay. I feel like it's not effective, but it's also not enough.
So I feel like what happened was all five of them tried to rush us, but we were able to at least make them think twice. So now all five didn't go after us. I think now one came after you and one came after me.
Okay. Well, okay. So I don't want to run a D&D combat. So how do you want to resolve this? Because, like, I mean, we have to fight.
Yeah,
We're fighting cultists.
So let's just say
this cultist has 9 HP if we're using the D&D one, which I don't see why we wouldn't.
Okay. Yeah, because we have 8 HP, or I have an 8 HP. So
yeah,
that's like average.
And if they're wielding a club, that's like a D6 bludgeoning damage plus 1.
Okay.
So, I mean, we're okay. Well, let's see if we fucking die.
Today's show is brought to you by Sal's Scimitars. Celebrating a birthday, anniversary, or special occasion? Visit Sal's Scimitars. Each scimitar is handcrafted and made to order. Call today and Sal will slash the price in half. Once again, that's Sal's Scimitars. We are also sponsored by Patreon. Looking to become more than just a patron? Become a Patreon member at patreon.com/dudecouldyouimagine and show your support. And finally, Apple Podcasts. Take a bite into the apple and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Now, let's get back to some more Dude Could You Imagine?
I'm going to, you know what, let's roll initiative.
Okay.
So what you need to do is, fuck, I have a -1 initiative. You see that on top of the sheet?
Oh, okay.
God damn it, roll.
Oh, I do have a -1 to initiative too.
Okay. I got a 17 minus 1 is a 16.
Okay. I got a 5 minus 1 is 4.
Fuck. Okay. You're probably going to die.
Yeah.
I'm going to do my adversary and see what I roll. Holy shit. I rolled a 15. I think, what did I say I rolled? I rolled a, did I say a 16 or a 17?
I think you rolled a 16.
Okay, so we tied. So that means I have to re-roll.
Okay.
I rolled an 8, and he goes first. So we're dead. We're both going to die here.
Maybe not. This? Hold on, do I have to do mine?
You want
to? Yeah, I rolled a 14 that? For him, for my adversary.
Okay. So do you want me to run my fight first, and then we'll run
yeah,
yours?
That's fine, yeah.
Okay, well, he's going to fucking attack me with his club. And let me see, according to the stat block, he's got a +3 to hit. So here we fucking go. Oh, he rolled a 4. My AC is 9. Oh my God. He got a 7. And yes. Okay. He missed me.
Okay.
By some fucking miracle, he missed me with my 9 armor class.
Okay.
All right. Well, I'm coming at him with the scimitar. I rolled a 10 plus my strength mod is an 11. His AC, he's got a 12 AC. Wait. No, you said they're wearing robes, right?
Yeah, they're just wearing cloth robes.
Okay. This cultist is wearing leather armor that gives him a plus one. So he should have 11 AC. So I barely hit him.
Okay.
Okay.
So, why is he wearing armor?
Well, because this is the D&D stat I'm using. See. And this one, it's wearing leather armor. But you did say earlier they were wearing robes.
Yeah, just robes. Yeah.
So, okay. So they have an 11 AC, not a 12.
Yeah.
I barely hit. I'm only going to do a D6 plus one damage. So I can't kill him. It's going to take two hits to kill him.
Okay.
But I'm rolling a D6. I rolled a 4 plus 1 is 5. This cultist has 4 HP left. It is... Do you want to roll over to your guys' fight, or should we see how mine plays out?
Yeah, let's go to mine real quick, I guess.
Okay, so the cultist goes first, right?
Yeah, you may have to help me with this, because I've never done a battle for, like...
Yeah, just roll a d20.
Okay.
It's plus 3.
Okay, I got an 18.
Oh, God. Plus 3 is going to hit. So it's going to be a d6 plus 1. Okay, well, how much HP do you have?
I have 8.
Okay, so he can't kill you.
Okay, so I have to roll a d6?
Yeah, roll a d6.
A 4.
Plus 1 is 5. Ugh. So, I would say he got you across the head, and you're bleeding now.
Oh, my God. Am I
one more blow like that, and you're going down.
Why do I always die? Come on.
I don't know, man. It's your turn to hit. What's great is you're dual wielding, so you actually get two slashes, my dude.
So I get two rolls of the D20?
You get two rolls. It's going to be strength. So you're only going to get a plus one.
Okay.
Because we're not proficient in anything. We're fucking two dumb fucks.
Okay, got kidnapped. Let's see.
So plus one. What do you got?
I got a 6. So I got a 5 so plus miss- 1 is 6.
Okay, so you miss with your main hand, but you get a roll again for your offhand. Fuck, you're going to die.
Okay, I got an 18.
Okay, that hits. That hits. Okay. So it's a dagger, right? So it's going to be a D4 plus 1.
D4.
We're playing D&D.
It's a D4 plus what now?
Plus 1.
Oh, I see. Okay, they're all okay, so I rolled a 3.
3 plus 1 is 4. Okay, your cultist has 5 HP left.
Okay.
Let's roll back to me. The cultist goes first. I haven't been hit yet. I'll let you roll, because I feel like it's more authentic with the actual die.
Okay. So yeah. What am I rolling now?
You're rolling a d20, and it's going to be plus 3.
Oh, it's a 3 plus 3, so 6.
Oh, my God. He misses me again.
Oh, my God. Will, what are you? Like, I'm like Matrix?
I've trained my whole life for this.
I know, right? You're like all those years of playing D&D like I've been for this.
Okay. I'm coming in for the kill with my scimitar. I want to roll because it's my attack. I only have a plus one to this. I rolled a D. Oh wait, no, that's I selected the D20. I'm rolling it. Oh, I miss. It's a 7 plus one. It's an 8. I miss. Let's hop back over to you and see if you die.
Okay, let's see. Oh yeah, I probably died. He rolled a 19.
Okay. Oh, Jesus, dude. Okay. You have 3 HP left, huh?
I know, so I have to roll a D.
A D6. Okay. D6 plus 1. So,
My God, yes, I rolled a 1. So
no
2.
Way.
Yeah.
Oh
so
my God. Okay, so you're down to 1 HP. He fucking hits you on the other side of the head, and like it looks like you wobble. It looks like you're about to go down, and then like you power through it. You're just like, I could do this all day.
Yeah. What is Who is that? Steve Rogers? Like,
yeah, Steve
come
Rogers.
On, I could do this all day. Is that all you got?
All right, man. Well, you get your double attack. So let's roll the first dagger.
Okay, let's see. Yes, motherfucker. 17.
That
18.
Hit,
yeah.
So a D4 plus 1.
Okay, let's see.
You're going to kill your guy before I kill mine.
Okay. I got a 2. So 3.
Okay, so that's 3. He has 2 HP left. You have to roll your secondary attack.
I got a 9 plus a 10.
Plus. Oh, that's a miss. They have 11 AC.
Fuck.
Oh, my God. This fight is getting dragged.
So
it's
he
like
has
fight-
2 left.
Go ahead. Yeah, okay. All right. Back to me. He's going to attack me. You go ahead and roll his attack on me.
Okay. 7.
Plus.
What was it? A plus 3?
Oh, I know that. He hits me. That's 10 to my AC. I have a 9 AC.
Dang.
So go ahead and roll a D6 plus 1.
Let's see.
If you,
oh, it's a 6-7.
Oh, I've been negative. I've been knocked the fuck out.
Damn it! Damn
yeah,
it!
Yeah, hit me across the head. I'm out. No. I'm out. We're done for. We're done for.
William, no.
So now jump over to you and your guy who's gonna attack you right now.
Oh, and he's 16.
That how much HP you got?
I got
you got one HP. Okay, so you get knocked out.
Yeah, because he hit me with two. So
I think we die because I think what happens here is we've been knocked out. They're gonna put us back on the altar, and we're not gonna wake up in time for the fucking sacrifice, and so I think we're dead.
Unless you want to do a last ditch effort. It's up to you. Do you like? Because then this is it. This is the end of the. You know what I mean? Like,
okay, one last ditch effort. See, but I've okay. So the only chance we would have out of this would be if we make a death saving throw, each of us right now, and if one of us crits, we would technically pop back up for a turn. We would come back with one HP. Okay. But like the chances of that are pretty much nil.
Yeah.
So I say we try this, and if not, we rewind the clock and we go to the point where we tried to fight. Instead, we run and we'll go from there.
Okay. Okay. I had another idea. Or we could kind of just say what may be happening in the story, and we may continue from that point. Because we're not technically dead. We're knocked out, right? So what I was thinking was maybe, as you know, we're knocked out. And sometimes, hey, when you're knocked out, sometimes you come to rather quickly. It doesn't have to be like a long time that passes. Maybe when they dump us back on the table and was going to restrain us again, we actually come to. And maybe at that point, maybe we only have half of what our hit points was, and we try again from there.
Okay, well, let's make our death saving throws and see how that goes, okay? So I'm rolling a 20. I rolled a 13. I did not pop back up.
I rolled a 4.
Okay, so we're both knocked the fuck out. So they put us back on the sacrificial chamber. You're trying to say that there's a chance that we would wake up before, like,
maybe.
We're...
Yeah, I'm just saying, you know, like, just to at least give us a chance, you know?
Okay, well, in that case, we'll do a constitution saving throw. And it has to be a high DC. So I'm saying 16 is the number that we have to roll in order for either of us to wake up, because we just got knocked out.
Okay, my constitution is +3, so.
Your con save?
Yeah, the constitution?
No, you see where saving throws are?
Yeah, saving throws. Yeah, +3.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I have a +0, so here we go. We have to hit 16. I'm rolling a D20 right now with a +1. I rolled a 14, so I got 15.
Oh, I rolled a 16.
Okay, so you wake up, Tom. I'm still knocked out. What do you do?
Okay, so they're trying to strap us down.
Uh-huh.
Do I still have my dagger? Or, like, do they have the dagger on them? Or their little club? The person
they probably stripped everything and put it to the side.
No, I mean the person that's trying to strap me back down, do they have the club on them?
Probably. I think so, yeah.
I would think I would try to grab the club and clock them.
Okay, so you're going to make, give me a sleight of hand check, too, because basically you're going to lunge, try and grab it, finagle it, and swing it.
Okay, it's a -1, so I got an 11, so it's a 10.
Okay, what, instead of grabbing it and hitting him, you're going to knock it from his belt, and now he's unarmed. But you've now made them aware that you are awake.
Okay. Okay. I want to punch the guy in the face. Can I still do that? Or
yeah, sure. Which it's the guy you were fighting, right? So
yeah.
Go ahead and give me a strength roll.
Okay.
No. Give me an attack roll, which is just it's still your strength. Okay. So it's a +1.
15. I rolled a 14, so I got a 15.
That hits. Yes. I believe fists in D&D do 1 damage. I believe that cultist had 2 life.
Yeah.
But you can... I will allow you to now take another swing with your other hand.
Okay.
So go ahead.
Oh, it's an 8 +1 is 9.
Oh my God, Tom. No, damn it! Fail. He's not knocked out.
Oh my God.
And you probably only have... you probably, what, you had a total of 8 life.
Yeah.
Go ahead and roll. I'm going to roll a D8.
Okay.
Because I don't trust you. I'm rolling a D8.
You don't trust. Okay.
I'm not kidding. I rolled a 1. You have 1 HP, Tom.
Oh, God. Well, I guess that would make sense, though, right? Because we just got. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, I mean, yeah, he's going to punch you back.
Okay. I can't dodge.
No. I mean, okay. Technically, you can run now.
Okay.
But he'll take an opportunity attack and try and punch you in the back of the head.
Okay. How do we do that?
So basically, I'm going to make a roll. If I miss and you essentially, you run away or you run out of his reach, and then we'll decide what you do from there.
Okay.
Okay. Here it goes. No. Sorry. I thought I rolled another 1, but no, that's still my D8 roll. I rolled an 11 plus 3, so that's 14. So you get punched in the back of the head, and now you're out again.
Oh, my God. Okay.
We're just getting the shit beat out of us.
I know.
You know what? I'll give us one last chance. Let's see if that commotion got me to wake up.
Okay, okay.
I'm going to make a constitution saving throw. I'll have you roll it. Let's lower the DC from 16 to 14 now because of the commotion.
Okay, before he punched me, knocked me out in the back of my head, I was like, Will!
There we go. Okay.
Okay. So roll a d20.
It's plus 1. A d20 plus 1. I'm letting you roll for me. What'd you get?
Okay. I rolled an 11. So 12.
Oh. So no. I stay asleep.
Oh.
We die.
God.
We were sacrificed to some dark god of Mortal Kombat.
Like, I hope our souls are going to like be a thorn in their side and annoy the shit out of them.
Absolutely. I'm haunting all of these fuckers.
Yeah, I know, man. Like, dude, I swear to God, if this is Shang Tsung and like somebody finally kills him and I'm free, I'm gonna like take a shit in his body as I leave.
Okay, so let's take a lesson here. We don't fight. Fighting should be our last resort. We were too ready to fight this time.
That is true.
The next time we're in danger, whether we're armed or not, like we have to try and run first, especially if we're outnumbered. Because here's the thing. Yeah. Like, if we had taken these guys down, our best bet would have been to like roll another intimidation check to make the others run away. And if that failed, I think we would have still been screwed because it would have been 3 versus 2 and we would have been banged up from the fight.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true, man. You know what? You're right. I think the next time if we get caught up in something like this, we need to just straight up see if we could just escape just right off the bat.
Yeah, like we should have just tried to like bull rush through. And it's so funny because I feel like the beginning of the scenario, we started so strong. It's like we woke up, we whispered to each other, we had the game plan, we were aligned, we fucking broke free, we got armed immediately, and then we failed an intimidation check, and then everything went downhill.
Yeah. So this is truly, if you ever wondered what would happen if you woke up at a sacrificial altar, most likely you're going to get knocked out and sacrificed.
It's so true. I'll tell you this. I've started going back to the gym recently, so we need to reevaluate these sheets come January.
Oh, that's good. Well, that's a good idea. That's a good idea.
Yeah, I'm not surprised we died in this one. I felt like this was the first episode where we were both going to die.
Yeah, but you know what, though? Like, I'll be honest. I mean, like, if you look at this realistically, I mean, 5 against 2 of us who don't have any kind of, like...
Plus, like, if you put anyone in the scenario where they wake up naked on a sacrificial altar, like, even if they do have the wherewithal to grab the weapons and stuff and they're not just completely disoriented and having a panic attack, like, we probably would be, the chances of survival are slim. Because even if you do try and run, like, okay, well, if you don't get around them... You know, then you're going to have 3 dudes on you. And once you have 3, the other 2 are going to get on you. And then, 5 people, you're not going anywhere. You're not going to be able to push through that.
Yeah, not exactly.
Unless you're like a fucking football player, you know?
And we didn't have the added, element of surprise or any kind of stealth because they were there waiting, like looking at it.
I was curious when we started the scenario if you were going to have them in the room with us or not. Because I was thinking like, okay, if they're not in the room with us, we have a good shot because it means that, okay, let's break free and start sneaking through this place. But since we woke up kind of mid-ritual, like, it just... I think it wasn't going to happen.
I rolled, yeah, when you were asking that, I rolled one of the dice to see. In my head, I was like, okay. You know, like if it's going to be from this point to this much, they won't be here. And, you know, but I rolled the wrong side of the die, so they were in there, you know?
Yeah.
I wanted to randomize things so that way it's not just
I think that's the right approach for sure. Cause like if we get to choose, you know, we don't want to be tempted to choose the easier thing. So this is our first episode in October, right? This is going to air on October 3rd, I think.
I think this is, yeah.
Cool. So are we going to kind of go with this theme for October where you do like crazy fucked up shit?
I think this is pretty fun, to be honest with you. You know what? I really want to know from our listeners, like, what do they think? Do they really like this style of what we're doing here? We still got those other Halloween questions that I never used from in season 2. You know what I mean? Yeah. So like we can maybe try to gamify them up as well. You know what I mean? I think that might be actually something really fun to do is Halloween themed scenarios that you and I have to try to survive.
No, absolutely. I'm into it.
So, I'm laughing so hard because I think we're just going to die.
Probably, but that's almost horror movies in. So
yeah.
Okay, let's take a look at those. And then also if there's other horror situations that any of you guys want us to go through for this October, go ahead and email us. What is it? Dudecouldyouimagine@gmail.com.
Yep.
Yeah. Go ahead and email us there and tell us what scenarios you want to put us in. Like Halloween, like, is it like against a witch? Is it against,
awesome. You know,
Samora from the Ring? Oh God, we're fucked.
Oh my God. That would be really cool. There. Yeah. That would be very cool. I do want to see. Yes. Please email us. Let us know some scenarios.
Yeah.
But dude, could you imagine?
Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Once again, I'm Fritz Frivolous, and this has been Dude, Could You Imagine? If you would like to support our show, you can join our Patreon at patreon.com/dudecouldyouimagine or leave us an Apple Podcast review. Don't forget, we would love to hear from you, and you can subscribe to us on Instagram at dude_couldyouimagine, on Twitter at DCYImagine, and on our YouTube channel where you can leave a like and a comment. You can also let us know what you are imagining by emailing us at dudecouldyouimagine@gmail.com. Until next time, folks, this is Fritz Frivolous reminding you to keep on imagining.
I got a 5 minus 1 is 4.
Fuck. Okay, you're probably going to die.
Yeah.